In a recent study of managers and employees, they were all given a simple test and asked how they would prefer to be dealt with if they were doing or saying something or causing a problem that was offending or upsetting another person. They were given examples of having bad breath or needing to use more deodorant or talking too loud on the telephone and disturbing nearby workers or having some personality quirk that bothered other people. In their answers, the people in this study almost unanimously agreed that they would prefer it if people were to confront them in a straightforward way and tell them, without dressing it up, exactly what the problem was so that they could deal with it. They felt that they were quite capable of taking constructive feedback, and they much preferred it to having people going around being unhappy or upset or talking about them behind their backs. They all felt that they were strong enough to deal with any direct criticism and were capable of evaluating any feedback to determine whether or not it was valid and whether or not they should act upon it. Then, the people in the study were given another test. They were asked how they would go about resolving a variety of problems with other people. If another person had bad breath or body odor or was engaging in behaviors that bothered or offended other people, they were asked how they would resolve these issues. And here's the interesting part. The same people who said that they preferred to be dealt with in a straightforward manner almost all felt that other people were too sensitive for direct talk or straightforward action. They wrote that they would have to take careful steps to bring these things to the attention of other people. Their answers included leaving unsigned notes on the person's desk or windshield of their car, or sending anonymous letters in the mail, or contacting the spouses or friends of the other person and having them bring these problems to the person's attention, or even building up gradually over a period of time to actually talking with the person, making subtle suggestions for a change or improvement. Most people believe that others are too fragile and incapable of straight talk, so they engage in a variety of subterfuges, from ignoring the behavior and repressing their feelings to being extremely careful so that they don't hurt anyone's feelings when they point out a problem that might exist.